now you've had a little bit of the experience of a minor league season, finally. What's it been like this year compared to last year? Is this? I was going to ask you if this seems like it's a little more normal, but since it's your first year in the minors, I don't know if you would know what normal is in the minors. But how has it been so far?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for having me on today. But, it's definitely a different experience from last year, seeing as though all I did was, you know, play four-inning scrimmages and just field ground balls and hit BP. So it's good to get back into more of, like, the competitive nature of the game and just being able to come back out here and play games against other teams and stuff like that. So in that sense, it's been good, man. It's been really good. My experience so well has been really good. I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot within this short amount of time of the season. So,
Austin, is there one thing in the offseason when you were getting ready? I don't think you knew where you were going, but, you know, you had an idea what you wanted to work on. Is there one thing going into the season that you said, I really want to make myself better at that?
I wanted to make myself a better shortstop. I hadn't played shortstop since I was a senior in high school. Throughout college, I mean, it's a known thing that I was more of a utility guy, bouncing around the field a lot. But, when the Blue Jays drafted me as a shortstop and when we spoke at the alternate side and what the plans were going forward, they told me they really wanted me to focus at that position. So during the offseason, that's what I did, just working on my footwork, working on my throwing accuracy, just trying to become, you know, a solid defensive shortstop.
Okay, now you played 15 games at shortstop at a double A level. Now, most guys that are trying to learn a position do that in, like, rookie ball, A ball. You've sort of skipped those levels. You've had to go, and the competition's a little bit better. Ball gets on you a little bit quicker. What's been the biggest adjustment at shortstop there for you?
It's just understanding the speed of the game. Like I said, I mean, there was adjustments that I had to make. It's a different game. The speed of the game is a lot different than it was in college. So it's just being able to adjust that and just being able to slow myself down and just play ball.
When we talked to Josh Palacios right out of spring training, I guess when he was up with the major league team, and we talked about his experience in the alternate site. And he said he thought in some ways it benefited him because he said it allowed him to work on specific things without necessarily having to worry about results. So in other words, he wanted to work in base stealing so he could work on stealing. And it didn't matter if you were throwing out because it was a scrimmage. So, you want results. Where it's a results-driven business. But he said last year it was almost like one sort of long session in school where I could do stuff and then I'd come away going, okay, the next time I'm going to do this differently. I'd experiment with it. It would work. Were you able to do some of that in the alternate site? Were you able to basically make mistakes and learn, knowing that it wasn't going to hurt you, that somebody wasn't going to sit there and go, man, Austin Martin's 0 for 9 today?
No, yeah, of course. He said it as best as he possibly could. I mean, it was a good training environment for sure. For me at the alternate site, personally, I was, like I said, kind of with this offseason, I was just focusing on, you know, playing short, just focusing on my defense there. But, no, he's right. That was exactly the type of environment that we had. Everybody there was working on specific things to elevate their game and, you know, to get them ready for when those guys are getting called up and whatnot. But, yeah, it was definitely a weird season just because of the fact that we weren't playing games against other teams. But it was super beneficial in the sense that, like Josh had mentioned, that you're able to just focus on, you know, certain aspects of your game and be able to just craft and try to perfect that.
Okay, now when I was in college and I got drafted, I went from the aluminum bat to the wooden bat, and that was a little bit of an adjustment. You know, aluminum bats, you can buggy whip that thing. It's light, it's balanced. Now, wooden bat's a little top heavy, right? It depends on what model you get, but it's top heavy. You're feeling the head of that bat, and you got to make some adjustments on what you're swinging at. What's been the biggest adjustment from you going from that aluminum bat to that wooden bat?
It's not necessarily really an adjustment. I mean, nowadays you really get a bat that you can get a bat that suits you and feels right in your hand. And I mean, nowadays with travel ball and stuff like that, I have been swinging wood bats for, you know, a while, even like leading up to college, and even during your college summer, like summer ball, you're using wood bats. So it's not necessarily anything of a crazy adjustment. It's just a bat. You still got to put the barrel on the ball.
Austin, is there a guy for the Toronto Blue Jays at the big league level that you really watch and you know, try, I don't want to say be alike, but, you know, you think that you can do sort of the same kind of things that he does?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't pin that on any specific person, because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to play my game. I think that I go about things my own specific way, you know, but there's multiple guys on that big league team. Honestly, I could say all of them, but there's things that they do specifically to get them ready, and just some of their routines and how they go about their business. There's a certain aspects of, you know, a lot of guys on that team that I like, and I like how they, you know, how they go about.
How close have you come to hitting the hotel yet?
Not close. I don't think any. I mean, besides Moreno, I haven't seen a ball hit over there in BT or anything like that.
Okay,
that
I was going to say Moreno hit one, right?
That one for sure. Yep. Yeah, without a doubt.
What's it like?
He's
a guy a lot of people are keeping an eye on too, as well as you. He looks like he's had a pretty good start to the year. It looks like he's doing the job defensively as well. How cool is it, Austin, to kind of, you know, now you're with a group of guys, now you're professionals, and now you're on a professional team, right? And there's chances are you guys are all going to go to the majors together. I remember talking to Mike Soroka in spring training a couple of years ago, and he looked around the dressing room and he said, you know, the cool thing about this is I look around the clubhouse, I got like 8 guys, right? I've ridden the buses with, played cards with in Greenville and all these different places. And I'm just wondering if you're starting, do you feel now like you're part of an organization and part of a team because you've got that close-knit feeling?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think that the clubhouse environment has been good. I think as a team, everybody gets along, the camaraderie is there, and I definitely get that sense from being here since we've all come together as a group.